Staying with that, we're joined from our Dáil studio by Labour Party's finance spokesperson, Jed Nash. Because, Jed Nash, Labour has, making its way through the Oireachtas at the moment, a bill designed to do just what we've been talking to Damien about in relation to getting better transparency from the multiples in relation to their margins and their finances. Now, what do you believe is the case for that? And what difference would something like that make for consumers?
Well, I think it would mean that we wouldn't have to take the supermarkets' word for it when they say that they are not price gouging and engaged in profit taking. A number of weeks ago, after the embarrassing climb down that one minister had to engage in after the retail forum, the senior minister of the Department of Enterprise, Simon Cofferty, had made it very clear that it was his intention to introduce a regime that would make price structures in the supermarket sector more transparent and it would, in effect, then force them to publish their profits. We actually prepared a piece of legislation 4 weeks ago and published it. It's called the Excessive Prices Bill. It would do two things. One is it would empower the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission to undertake regular deep market analysis of price structures in terms of certain goods that supermarkets stock. And it would allow as well the state to be able to obtain information on the profits, publish that information so consumers could be better empowered to make their own decisions as to whether or not they believe supermarkets themselves were profit-taking and price-gouging or not. And similarly, and this is the important thing, what it would do, because consumer regulation is so weak in this country, the legislation would actually enable the CCPC to take action under competition law where price-gouging was taking place and if a view was formed that there was abuse of a dominant position in what's a very small marketplace and a marketplace that's dominated by a very small number of players.
Well, there's at least maybe five major multiples. Now, they're operating perhaps in slightly different segments of the market, but there is strong evidence that we do have a competitive grocery and retail market, isn't there? So one wonders what an additional measure of this sort would add.
That has been argued, but not very cogently. We're told all of the time that competition will ensure that there's greater contest in the marketplace and competition in the marketplace, which would bring down prices for consumers. But we know that compared to some of the countries we like to compare ourselves against, that prices for consumers in this country in relation to the goods that we rely on from our supermarkets, the stuff that we buy every week, is comparatively high. So when the market actually isn't operating in that basis, then we need to empower our regulators to do a better job on behalf of consumers.
Another thing you're arguing for is voluntary price caps on staples to be agreed by the supermarkets. And there are countries, I think you say elsewhere in the EU, Greece is one example that does that. But, you know, that could work both ways, can't it? That can open the door to cartels, could it not?
This has been done quite successfully in France and in Greece. In fact, last November, the Greek government, centre-right counterparts of Fine Gael, decided to engage with the major supermarket retailers in a similar forum to the retail forum. They engaged them. They agreed that a basket of goods on which people depend, 51 products, bread, butter, olive oil and so on, that own brand products would they would introduce voluntary price caps on those products to support low and middle income families through a very, very difficult time. That appears to have worked quite successfully. They took a similar initiative in France, but the truth is that this government have decided not to take that approach and have taken a hands-off approach. I mean, we were told in advance of the Retail Forum meeting in May that the minister was going to do the devil and all, and there was an embarrassing climb down after that meeting. In fact, he was schooled by the retailers, and what the minister should be doing now ahead of the June 21st meeting is re-engaging with the retailers on the basis of the concept of voluntary price caps and to ensure that as well we deliver on the commitment made by the Minister for Enterprise, the Senior Minister, Minister Cofferty, when he said he would take the idea of price transparency further. He's failed to do that. He's taken a vow of silence since. He's gone missing.
Okay, well, perhaps we'll hear from him in due course, but for the moment, Jed Nash of Labour, thank you very much, and I say thanks to Damien O'Reilly from TU for being with us as well.